been watching social media and all the different listening parties you've been doing across the country. So I was so excited when they said you're coming here today.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. It's always good to see you. DC shows a lot of love. I appreciate the support that you guys show. So thank you.
You're very welcome. So we're going to be doing a lunch, and it's at an undisclosed location. So we've been real secretive about it.
We can't tell them. It's a secret, but I'm excited.
I am too. Talk about the new record, Vintage Worship.
Vintage Worship. I'm really excited. It's I think that it's a natural evolution from the first album to this one, Worship Soul, into Vintage Worship. But it just goes a little deeper into being an audio portrait of my musical influences from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So I grew up listening to great gospel music as well as great classic soul and R&B and 90s R&B as well. So it merges those sounds together. But all the lyrics are about a relationship with God.
I like it. Thank 70s you. Music. We were talking to Molly Music last week about the live band instrumentation, the influences from 70s, 80s, and even 90s music. So all that era is real good stuff.
Yeah, real good music.
Coming from Anita Wilson. So talk about this new single. It's been the radio buzz. I got a sneak peek while we were at the Stellar Awards and saw the live performance. We even put that on our website for folk to check out. But talk about this new single that we're sharing before we get to it.
That's what he's done for me. I call it, it reminds me of testimony service. You know, we used to have testimony service.
Oh, first giving honor.
At first giving honor to God, right? You know, where we tell about the goodness of the Lord. We don't do it as much as we used to because our cousins get up and they took too much time and they told their whole life story. But this song reminds me of that, just kind of talking about how wonderful God has been. Once you've opened up your heart to Him, the pieces start coming together and life begins to make a little bit more sense now that you have God in your life. At the end of it, I love standing on the shoulders and acknowledging that I'm standing on the shoulders of others who have come before me doing what I'm attempting to do, this music and this gospel music.
You're doing it well. Seems like you're accomplishing it, though.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. So at the end of this one, you know, I give a little ode to a choir that I grew up listening to, the Thompson Community Singers, called the Tommies, and Leanne Fain, a song we used to hear back in the day. Yeah. So this is simply called That's What He's Done For Me.
Here we go. It's got a little Tommy flavor. I love it on Praise 104.1. I like it. I miss the Tommies, and what a great tribute to them.
Thank you.
What a great tribute.
Good gospel music. We had great gospel back in the day, and gospel now is awesome as well. Like I said before, though, I love merging the influence together. I think imitation is different than influence, but there is a way to kind of incorporate what we've learned over the years while keeping it fresh as well. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You always, you kind of have your own flavor and you look like you're real comfortable in your skin. Donald Lawrence and I say it all the time. It's so much more to gospel music than the industry tries to put us in this box to do. It's either old school, traditional, or it's choir, or it's contemporary.
Right.
But you kind of got a flavor of it all and you seem to be real comfortable in your skin and how you present it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I am, and I don't take that lightly. That was definitely a journey. Donald Lawrence was instrumental in me embracing that. I know that, you know, I have a deeper voice, and I don't have a lot of runs and trills and thrills that I do with
my
voice.
Well,
thank you, Cheryl.
I do, because everybody don't have to, right?
True. That is very true. And I love the melody of the song. And, and sometimes when we get really fancy with runs and stuff, and I love it because it blows my mind when I hear people do it. I couldn't do it to save my very life. But, you know, sometimes that replaces the melody. Mm-hmm. And the melody is the heart and soul of the song. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much. You know, Donald said, you know, your voice gives people something different to hear. It gives them a break from some other things. So I had to embrace it, and I am comfortable in it. And it's a little different than the norm. It's a little more laid back than the norm in ways, or a little bit more fun. I love approaching gospel from a very fun, relatable space. Mm-hmm. And this whole album that leads me, like, this whole album is approaching God from the perspective of someone who may not ever step foot in church.
Yeah.
So I pray that people who go to church every Sunday can receive from this music. But Jesus told us to go to them. He didn't tell them to come to us. And some people just may never go to church. But hopefully this goes to them. So one time somebody heard one of the new songs and said, I could hear that being played in a club.
Uh-oh.
I said, well, perfect.
Play it.
That does not bother me at all because, you know, we sing to each other a lot in church, Cheryl. But we need to sing to somebody that doesn't know God. So this music, I call it feel good music with a message. Mm-hmm. So when you listen to it, it'll remind you of stuff you heard back in the day at the cookouts or the dances or the skating parties or whatever the case may be. But when you zero in and listen to the lyrics, it's all about a relationship with God. So I appreciate this lane God has me in.
Yeah, that's the greatness of this music is that I hate that they put us in this box that it should sound this one way, or we're only going to play this, or we're only going to sign this, because then that gives us a one-dimensional look at it. Sure. But it's the only thing is that the message is the same, but presented differently. Yeah. And that's what we have to embrace as an industry, I think. Yes. So let's talk about this one. It's coming up. It's cut number 6 on here. Yes. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yes,
talk
ma'am.
A little bit about that.
Keep doing what you're doing. Well, as a worship leader, and as I've been traveling the last few years, I've noticed that sometimes the people in the pews, they sit and they want to be entertained.
Mm.
And if it's not their favorite song, or if the worship leader's voice don't sound that good that day, they're not moved to praise him. Like, oh, no big deal. I don't feel like praising him. So I found myself saying some people need to see the C's part and leprosy dry up before their eyes to think that it's a miracle.
Yeah.
But I really do think it's a miracle that we all woke up this morning and my plane landed safely. We got here safely. We could move. We bathed ourselves. We dressed ourselves today. Some people kind of think those are simple things, but I think those are huge things because everyone does not experience those blessings. So if God continues to be the God that he is, miracles are inevitable, and he will blow our mind because he's just a mind-blowing kind of God. So that's my prayer to God. Just keep doing what you're doing. Any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied. So
know,
just do what
right.
you do, God.
How about it's a miracle I'm living this kind of life?
Absolutely.
It's a miracle that I'm a believer.
Yes.
It really is. All right, here she is. Keep doing what you're doing. It's the brand new single on Praise 104.1. That drive just gave me life. I got to tell you about it. So good. Keep doing what you're doing. Anita Wilson in studio. I thought I'd give our listeners just a sneak peek of the listening party that we're about to do during lunchtime. But I got to tell you, you got to pick up this record because I'm looking at some of the folk featured, like Tommy Sims.
Yes.
Wow. Writer extraordinaire, singer extraordinaire.
Yes. Grammy winning.
Oh, I can hear the textures, both of y'all textures on that already.
It's a beautiful song, a duet that we did. It's called Reasons, Don't Take Your Love Away.
Ooh.
So to me, it's kind of an ode to the beautiful duets we used to hear from Quincy Jones, you know, with James Ingram and Patty Austin, those beautiful songs. So I was honored to have him and these other artists on there. Just amazing. Yvette Flunder
and Avery Sunshine.
Yes.
Like together,
yes.
I can't wait to hear that one.
It's a good old church song. It's a great arrangement of the hymn "Oh How I Love Jesus."
Okay,
which is one of my favorite hymns. Mm-hmm. So yes, I grew up listening to Yvette Flunder. The Hawkins were my favorite. So even as a little girl, before I knew I would have a raspy voice, I connected to her raspy voice. I love the emotion in it. So just a beautiful full circle moment.
For the Yvette does Thank You Jesus on Thank You Lord for all you've done for me.
Song, tragedies are commonplace. Yes, thank
that's
you,
Yvette.
Lord.
That's one of her songs she did with the Hawkins.
Yes.
And then Anaysha, you've got Anaysha Figueroa Cooper on here.
Yeah, absolutely. We sang a song called Time After Time.
Ooh.
It kind of gives a 90s feel, like the Faith Evans and Mary J. duets back in the day. So there's influence for all of the songs on here. But I was just honored that Anaysha, Tommy, Bishop Flunder, and Avery consented. I love it. Beautiful songs. They turned out beautifully. I hope y'all like them when you hear them.
Man, I'm so excited for you. Stellar Nom. What else?
Grammy
Nom. That's right. You were Grammy nominated and all of that, all on the first record.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel? I mean, I don't want to get too deep into it because we're going to do a behind the praise where we can really talk about the emotion of things that you felt going into the record. But I just want to share with our listeners, first record out, all of that, all of those things happening, and now sophomore record and out on the road, and you doing this thing for real.
Thank God. God is amazing. I'm trying to do my best.
Yeah.
This is a very saturated industry. You know, people have a lot of choices of who they can support and spend their money on and tweet about. That's why y'all see me on social networks all day, every day. Because when someone says something to me that's nice, great feedback about the album, I say thank you. Yeah. And I appreciate the support. I never take it lightly. I'm grateful that this journey started later in my life. I want to say I was about 36 when the first album, Worship Soul, released. And I'm settled. You know, any little sometimes we get compliments and go straight to our head. But every piece of it, Cheryl, humbles me. Wow. I know God doesn't have to bless me with this platform. I don't take it lightly. So I'm grateful. You know, the feelings behind the feedback is just, talk about speechless. I just always say I'm humbled and grateful because people don't have to support you. People are surprised when I'm nervous every time I sing. And I'm like, absolutely, I'm nervous. I say, when you stop getting nervous, you better get nervous.
That's right.
Because that means you're a little too confident. Mm. And, you know, my heel could break. My voice could go out. You know, my eyelash could fall off while I'm singing. Anything crazy to distract what I want God to do through me in that moment. So I'm grateful for the platform and the support and the feedback. And I'm excited, humbly excited about Vintage Worship. I never wanted, when Rick Robinson and I, my producer, my writing partner, when we set out, we prepared a year in advance for Worship Soul. Mm-hmm. A year in advance for Vintage Worship, we had the concept clearly in our heads, from the vinyl album to the look of it, the sound of it. I don't believe in album fillers. You know, we'll do 8 good songs and we'll do 2 or 3 little album fillers. Mm-hmm. I want to do an album full of
great music.
Mm-hmm. I sometimes get the question, how you gonna outdo Worship Soul? How you gonna do better than that? And I said, well, that's not what I'm trying to do. These are like my babies. I don't
extensions
have babies from my womb, but I don't think mothers think like I'm a birth a better child than I did before. You know, these are my babies. So I just want to produce more great music to become the soundtrack to your life, to encourage you not only on Sunday, but all throughout your life.
I love it. Vintage Worships comes out in stores, digital, everywhere.
Yes.
You could purchase it tomorrow. You could pre-order it right now. So do it. You know, DC, we want them to have a great showing of us picking up this music, showing that we support gospel and inspiration music. And we really do love Anita Wilson. So
I love DC. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Pick this up and check it out. Check it out. Watch all the interviews and everything that we do on our website at praisedc.com. She's going to go and have lunch with some listeners. Yeah. And we're going to dig deep into our Behind the Praise video. So make sure you stay close to us. Vintage Worship in stores tomorrow.
Yay.
Thank you, sis.
I appreciate you.
All right. It's Praise 104.1.